The pasuk in this week's parsha, when Rivka and Eliezer come back, it says, "Vatakam Rivka v'narasaha." The Rivka came with her and her maidservants, "Vatirkavna al-gamalim," and she rode on the camels. "Vatelachna achar ha'ish," and she walked after the man. "Vikacha evedas Rivka v'elech," and the eved Eliezer took Rivka and they went. So the Baal Yatosos, Natosos HaShalem, the Rokeach writes this. And more recently, I guess relatively, the Ravid HaZav, one of the Dayanim in Vilna wrote a sefer Ravid HaZav, which shows different halachos in the parsha. So he writes in this week's parsha the same thing, that we see there's a connection between Vaterkavna, Vatelachna, that walking is compared to riding, right? It says that they rode, but it says Vatelachna, they also traveled, they went. And that, as pointed out by the Baal Yatosos, shows us a comparison of Vaterkavna of Telachna, that this supports the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Gimel, tells us, Rachuv Kemahalach Adami. The Gemara is talking about standing for a Rebbe, and if a Rebbe's riding a horse, and you're riding on a horse, and standing and sitting out of covered for the Rebbe. But within that discussion, the Gemara teaches us a principle of Rachuv Kemahalach Adami. In Halacha, a person who's riding, who's moving on a moving object, even though they're not walking, is considered as if they are walking themselves. That's the din in halacha when it comes to certain areas. And this is specifically regarding riding a horse. That's what the Gemara is talking about. But Tosus and Bava Metzia and Daf Tes says that Rachav Kamahalach Dami also applies to going on a boat as well. If you're on a boat, you have a din of a holech, even though yourself might not be moving your legs. So with that, I want to discuss the issue of traveling on planes, davening on planes, and things of the like. We'll get to the issue of a minion in a moment, a little bit later on, and you already know my opinion about that, but we'll just flesh it out a little bit more clearly. And I think there's more to it than just the issue of the minion on the plane. There might be more to it based on Dinam and Shulchan Aruch. So we have here Gemara and Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Hayarochev al Hachamor, a person who's riding on a donkey, Vyagiyaz Mantfil, and it's time for davening. Im Yeshlo Mishiyachas Eschamaro. If you have somebody to hold on to the donkey for you, and you'll be confident the donkey's not going to walk away, so Yerid Lamata Bispel, so come down off of the donkey, and then you should daven. Vim Lav, if you don't have somebody to hold and watch the donker for you, so then Yeshev Makomo, sit on the donkey, Vispel and daven, sitting on the donkey itself. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Benkachu Benkach. In either case, Yoshib b'makom, you should sit and daven on the donkey and don't get off. Even if you have somebody to hold it, you should stay on the donkey and daven over there and not get off and stand. Why? Lefisha ein daitum yushavat halab, because one's das, one's mind is not settled in this case, and therefore even if somebody's holding the donkey, you're going to be unsettled and your tefillah is not going to be good. Better to daven while the donkey is riding. Amar Rava v'yisemer of Yeshuv and Levi. Halacha Kareb, the halacha is like Rebbe. What's going on over here? What's Rebbe's concern? Benkach u benkach. Whether or not you are standing, whether or not you have somebody to hold the donkey or not, you still should daven while standing on the donkey. So Rashi says, Shein daitim yushevas halav, that one's mind will not be settled. Shekasha halav, ikuv haderech, that the person riding will be troubled because of the delay in his trip that comes from getting on and off. To get on the donkey, you got to get off the donkey. Even if I have somebody to hold it, that's a few minutes. I don't know how long it takes to get on a donkey, but that's time getting on and off. And I'd prefer it be more benachas, with more kavana, if I was able to daven while riding on the donkey, knowing that I'm not wasting time, than to get off the donkey and somebody hold it as well. According to Rashi, a person should be able to daven while the donkey is still walking, because you're not losing time. Rashi's whole issue is losing time. If I'm not losing time, then I should be able to daven while the donkey is moving, because I'll be relaxed knowing that I'm not wasting time on my trip. And this is the understanding of Tosus and the Rush as well, that according to Rashi, halacha lemaisa, you can be riding a donkey and davening at the same time. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different pshat in the Gemara. The pshat is much longer, so we're going to say it outside. Rabbeinu Yonah says that getting on and off will mix up the person. It's very confusing, it's going to be very distracting. I'm not worried about the trip itself, but it takes a lot of effort to get on the donkey, to get off the donkey, to get on the donkey, to get off the donkey, and that getting on and off is going to ruin my sense of calm. It's going to be very jarring for me, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, better to daven on the donkey itself. However, Rabbeinu Yonah then says that the issue is getting on and off, and therefore, when davening, the animal must be stopped. When davening, so you don't daven while it's moving, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says the whole issue is the getting on and off. But if you're going to daven on a donkey, says Rabbeinu Yonah, or a horse, or a camel, whatever your mode of transportation is, You have to stop it. Why? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rachav kemahalach dami. As we said in the beginning, because riding is like walking. I mean, you damish from Esther, you need to be standing still. So if you are moving on a moving donkey, it's as if you are walking, even though your legs are stationary, it's as if you're walking and not davening a proper Shemun Esrei. And then he adds that if you're traveling with a group, and you may lose the group because I have to stop and they're going to move on ahead, then he can daven while moving on the donkey, because the fear of losing the group and falling behind is worse kavana than davening on a donkey that's going to be moving. Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah ranks it as follows. The worst is to daven while a donkey is moving, because your kavana is holich, it's dummy kama holich, it's rochim kama holich dummy, it's like you're walking. But ideally you should stop it. But if you think that you're going to fall behind the group, that kavana is going to be worse than anything else. Imagine the guy's davening and he's standing there and he's just like looking at his watch and he's looking at him go off into the distance and back his watch and off into the distance and he says, oh my gosh, I'm not going to see anybody again. So that kavana is much worse. And in such a case, says Rabbeinu Yonah, better to continue on the donkey and daven. However, he says, when you say Birchas Avos, the first bracha, which we know is the most important bracha in Shemun Esrei, the one that demands the most kavana, then you have to stop for at least for that bracha and then, you know, scooch along and catch up to your group as well. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, whether you have to stop the donkey in order to daven or not. If it is the case that we do pass the rochev kamahalach dami, that when you're riding, it is as if you are walking, that therefore that one doesn't have to stop, is there still a benefit to stand while the ride is moving? Meaning, let's say I could prop myself up and stand up on the donkey or stand up on the boat. It's true, you're right. I'm not doing a proper standing because my donkey slash boat, whatever, is moving, and therefore it's like a mahalach. So I've already, you know, ruined my proper standing for Shemun Esrei. But is there an inyan to stand up anyway? Even though I'm moving, does it get me anything to stand on a moving object, even though it's not the ideal form? If you're being mahalach anyway, and it is not like you're standing still, do you gain anything by standing up in place? Now again, we see from Tosos that we can also apply this to a boat, not just a donkey, but again also to a plane. So we already said, if the plane is moving, you're rochev, you're riding on it, and you already lost the whole inyan of standing still properly. But do I gain anything to stand on the plane while davening? So we have another Gemara in Brachos at the bottom of that same page in Daf Lamed. So the Gemara says, Hishkim leishev bakar, you get up early in the morning to catch a ride. Oh, besvina, on a boat. Mispalel, you should daven. The Tanakhama says you should daven before you leave. Ukishiyagiyaz man kriya shma. And then say shma while you're traveling when the zman comes. Right, so you wake up super early in the morning, you get on your ride, and then while you're traveling off into the distance as the sun comes up, you'll say shma at that time. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bein kach u bein kach, kore kriyashma u mispala. He says that you should wait and don't do anything when you wake up early in the morning, and daven and say shema at the proper zman while traveling. Why? Kedeshi yismachu l'tfila. Because according to him, the position and the timing that you're davening is unimportant. What's most important is to have shema in the right zman and Shemun Esrei right beforehand. So mechu l'tfila, that's the most important thing according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes about? B'mai kemiflagi, mar savar tfila me'umad adif, umar savar misamech gul l'tfila adif. The Gemara says that the Tanakhama says that the best thing is to have tfila while standing. The best thing you can do for your Shemun Esrei is to say it while standing, according to the Tanakhama. And that's more important than connecting gul l'tfila and davening in the right zman. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's more important to be somech gul l'tfila. According to him, no. Standing, that's not so special. But making sure you say shema in the right time and proceeding with following it up with a proper Shemun Esrei, that's the most important thing. So that leads to a question in the Rishonim. Why can't the Tanakhama say that you can stand while traveling on the boat and also be somech gul l'tfila? Why can't the Tanakhama say, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you're right, connecting Shema to Shemun Esrei in the right time, in the right zaman, is very important. So, leave the house, get on your trip, and when the right zaman comes, stand up on the boat, stand up on the carriage, stand up on the camel, and you'll be Somech Gul L'Tfila in the right zaman. Why doesn't the Tanakhama say that? Hear the question?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at, well, before we get to Rashi, there's a tshuva of the Pri Yitzchak. The Pri Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, the famed Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So he writes in the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Beis 7 Aleph, and he explains, because Rochev Kemahalach Dami. Because when you're riding, it is as if you are walking and not standing. And you don't have the benefit of Tzilum Umud while traveling on a boat or a caravan. Meaning, according to Tanna Kamma, even if you did stand up on your caravan or your boat, it doesn't make a difference. Stand or sit, it's the same thing if the object is moving. Because you're not davening a proper Tfilum Umud. And therefore, he says, if I can't have that, I might as well wait till later on where I can't have the proper standing in that situation. And if that's the case, it would seem that according to the Tanna Kamma, there's no benefit to stand on a boat or a plane since it lacks Tfilum Umud. Even according to the Tanna Kamma, if you stood up on the flight and you davened Shemoneh Esrei, you accomplish nothing. It would have been just as good to sit down because you're moving. And if you're moving, it doesn't gain you anything to stand up. Correct? Rashi says differently. Rashi says over here, I didn't bring the Rashi over here. My apologies. So Rashi says over here that usually a person traveling is scared. Now what is he scared of? So the Beis Yosef explains Rashi. This is the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadi Dal. He explains that when you're on a boat, a person is scared to stand because you might fall over the side of the boat. That's what a person is scared about. In those types of things, those types of transportation that the Gemara is talking about, a person can't stand because they're not going to have proper kavana. And therefore he says, if you're going to stand on those boats, slash caravan, slash camel, in those situations, you're going to have bad kavana, and that kavana is going to ruin your Shemoneh Esrei. So wait until you get to a place where you can stand so you can have good kavana. It seems that if you could stand on a boat, according to Rashi, then you should. Meaning if you're not going to be scared, then by all means, stand up and have Tefillah Me'umad, according to Rashi. Because apparently, even though there's a din of Rachav Kabbal Chadami, when you're riding and moving, it's like you're walking, there's still a mila, there's still a benefit on a moving object. Again, according to Rashi, you're right. Rochev kebahalach dami. When the object you're standing on is moving, it's not so great. But if you did stand up, you get a plus. You get something out of it, even though it's not the best situation. So how do we paskin at the end of the day? How do we paskin regarding standing on a moving object? So look here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tzadi Daled, Sif Daled. Hayerochev al hachamer, one is riding on a donkey, ain't sarach liyered, you don't have to come down, ulispal or daven. Afilim yeshlo mishatofes chamero, even if you have somebody to hold on to the donkey. Alemispalel derech hilucho. We follow the shita that says that you should walk and daven, you should daven while the donkey is moving. Meaning, like Rashi, according to Rebbe, that it's better to daven on a moving donkey, and that'll be fine to not waste time. V'cheinim haya b'sfina, and the same is with a boat, or a gabi karon, or if you're on a caravan. Im yachol amod, omed. Then he says, like the other shita here in Rashi, that if you can stand on a moving object, you should. V'im lav, yoshi b'makomo mispala. And if you can stand, then sit. What?
B'di'evad is sit.
Meaning, if you can gain a mila on a moving object and to stand that moving object, then get that if you can. And if you can't, then sit. So therefore, like Rashi, if someone is on a moving object and they can stand, then they should do so. And if they cannot, they should sit. That's how it would come out. So at this point, if you're on the plane and you can stand, then stand. And if you can't, then it's okay to sit. Comes the Taz, here in Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz asks in Sifkat and Dalet, what is the point, exactly, what is the point of standing on a boat if it is Rachav Kamehalach Dami? We didn't explain that. What mila, what benefit do I get at the end of the day? Rashi said there's a benefit to stand if you can stand. But why? What does that get for me? What do I gain from standing on a moving object if the object is moving? We just assumed that in Rashi, but we didn't explain why. So let's look at the Taz. The Taz writes, "Bikaron o besfina yachol amo de'ein ha'agala misnoeya kol kach b'mihirus." Right, you can stand on these things. On the wagon you can stand because it's not so dangerous. It's not so nervous to stand on a train, a plane, anything like that. He rachva, the boat is very wide. You're on a cruise ship. What, so you're afraid you're standing in the middle of the cruise ship on the, you know, the 10th floor right next to the water slide, but you're afraid you're going to fall off the boat? Of course not. You're not afraid. It's a very safe place to stand. So certainly, he says, then stand in that situation. Without question. Deleika bi'isusa demaya. There is no fear of the water, as we said before. Kishu omid besocha. But then again, what do you gain by standing on the boat or the wagon? But what do I get out of it? You just told me that standing is a zero on a moving object. So he goes on to explain why this principle exists, and then he says as follows. But Sarachlomar Dekan Inyan Tfila Luhutsuchul Hispalam Umad. Why do we have to stand during Shmoneh Esrei? What's the reason we stand during Shmoneh Esrei? So he says, Kadesh to Amas Shechina Alav. The reason is because you're standing before Hashem. There's a fear, an awe of the Shechina, and therefore we stand out of respect. Ubezasagi gam omid bekaron besvina. Avshalom mikri umed mitzad snuas hakaron vasvina. So the Taz explains, you stand in order to give kavod to the Shechina, Amas Hashechina, the fear of Hashem. So you're right. When I stand on the boat slash the plane or the wagon, you're right. As a din in standing in halacha, you're right, it's not standing. But as a din, as a halacha in giving kavod to the Shechina, then certainly it would help to stand in such a situation. The Prima Gadim on the Taz asks why the Taz needs such an explanation. He says the main reason why we stand for tefillah is in fact not because of awe of the Shechina. The main reason we stand for tefillah is because tefillah is in the place of karbanos, and we act as if we are kohanim, offering the karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and a kohen has to stand while he does the avoda. And that's why we stand. We are mimicking the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and we stand in order to play out that imagery of kohanim serving Hashem. Now, a kohen who walks during the avoda, is that a psul? Is that a problem if a kohen walks while he's doing the avoda? Of course not. One of the types of the avoda is the walking of the blood from the korban to the mizbeach. That's what halicha is one of the types of avoda. So says the Prima Gadim, certainly walking is not a psul in standing for Shmoneh Esrei, because the reason we stand is to mimic the avoda, and the kohanim in the avoda walk. And therefore, walking during tefillah is not a psul in standing at all. It's perfectly fine. He says, you're right, that rochid kamahalach dami is a din, is a halachic principle. You're right. But not when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei. When it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, if you are standing while the object is moving, it doesn't take away, because the kohanim would move also as well while they're doing the avoda. Davening while in motion, says the Prima Gadim, is considered being mu'umad. That's the chiddush of the Prima Gadim. If you are in motion, then you are mahalach. You are moving and you're standing. At any point in that davening, it's like you are standing if the object is moving. That's the novelty of the Prima Gadim.
You don't have to stand
because you're moving. The Prima Gadim then notes an important nafkamina. He says, let me give you a difference between me and the Taz. The din in Shulchan Aruch is that someone is davened while seated, and then they get to their location, and you find a place where you can now daven, and there's still time to daven. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should daven Shmoneh Esrei again. You had to daven in the car in the morning, and then you got to work, and you got there with time before the end of the time for tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should daven again. You should ideally go and daven again, and repeat Shmoneh Esrei while standing. So the Prima Gadim says, what about if you davened while walking? Let's say I wasn't seated. Let's say I davened Shmoneh Esrei while walking to work. And then I got to work and I could stand. So the din is that you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, because while being in motion, it's not a psul. If you are in a place of going in motion, that's not a psul. Sorry. The first case in the Prima Gadim was discussing was not a moving object while seated, just sitting down. Let me just clarify that. The case where the Shulchan Aruch says you have to stand is when you are simply sitting but not moving. The Prima Gadim says, but now in a case where you're walking, you will not have to repeat. Because being in motion is not a psul in Shmoneh Esrei, just like we learn from the Kohanim. Tosfos says you do have to repeat. Now, according to Tosfos, a person who davens on a plane and they have time to daven when they get off the plane should daven again, because that's a psul. The Prima Gadim would say, no, you don't have to daven again, because nothing was ever lacking by sitting. If you are moving, says the Prima Gadim, it is as if you are davening the best possible Shmoneh Esrei, because you're being mahalach. Moving means that you are essentially standing at the same time. Nevertheless, this is not halacha lamaisa regarding repeating Shemona Esrei, because the Mishnah Berurah says bisman hazeh, we don't repeat Shemona Esrei if you did say it sitting, because who knows, your kavanah is going to be better the next time. So we don't do that. There's a piece in the Chavtel Sasharon, Rav Mordechai Kalbach has a piece about lumdus regarding these two dinam, Nataz and Prima Gadim, but we're not going into that right now. And therefore, it would come out as follows, that one does not stand on an airplane if it will ruin your kavana. That's how it would come at halach lamaisa. According to the Prima Gadim and the Taz, if standing on the airplane will ruin your kavana, there's no reason to stand. Because the Taz said you stand in order to increase...
So when you come out because you're afraid the planes are going to move?
Exactly. Or something like that. So according to the Taz, by standing, you stand because of Emas Hashchina, because of the fear of Hashem. But if your standing is going to be making you wobbling around, having to move out of the way for people, and not paying attention to your Shemona Esrei, then you gained nothing by standing. And according to the Prima Gadim, there's no reason to stand because you didn't have to stand in the first place on a moving object. And therefore, it would come al pi halacha. At the end of the day, there's no reason to stand on an airplane that's moving. You don't gain anything because you're not going to have good kavana, and you're moving. Maybe if you found the one place on the plane where you would have good kavana, I don't know where that place is, then maybe you can stand according to the sheets of the Taz. It would come out that it's better to daven while seated in such a situation because there's never a chisaron, you're never lacking in your standing in any way. Yeah.
But this is if yachid, so you can sit. But if you have like a minyan and it's 10 people, then you cannot sit, then you need to stand.
We're going to get to the minyan in a second. Okay. We'll get there. One step at a time. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sadi Dalad, hey, haya yoshev besvino ba'galav, if you're sitting on a boat or a wagon, im yachol amod b'makom akrios, if you can stand by the place where you need to bow in Shemona Esrei, omed, then do it. Kedei shiyeh korea ma'umod u'poseg gam apsios, so you can bow and take your 3 steps back. And then he writes in Sif Zayin, Misha yulo akum mikan mikan. Let's hear in a place where there's a guy all around you. Umisyare shema yifsikuhu tfiloso yafsidu mecho. But you're afraid that by getting up and moving from your location, it's going to stop your tefillah, you're going to lose your wares that you're carrying with you. Yeshiv mekomo vispal vishein daitim yeshavas alav. So the Shulchan Aruch says, even to stand up for the bows and the steps, there's no reason to do so if you're not going to have Yishuv Hadas, if your kavan is going to be ruined. So even for that, says the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't stand up. Do all of it seated. If standing is going to ruin your kavana, says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, no reason to stand up, even for the kriyas, if it's going to have a negative effect on your kavana. So this leads to the issue of davening on a plane with a minyan. So I'm just going to make a few points, and then we're going to tell you what the poskim say, and then we'll wrap it up. First of all, we already showed that you don't have to stand at all on the plane. That's clear while the plane is moving. The second thing is that many times these minyanim have a lot of problems. You can't have kavana, as expected by the Shulchan Aruch, and you bother the stewardesses from doing their jobs. You make a chil Hashem, and it's seen that halacha lemaisa should be pasha to daven in your seat. Rashi said above that kavana for Shemona Esrei overrides being somech gula tefila, right? Rashi said that it's better to have kavana for your Shemona Esrei than to fulfill the inyan of connecting Birchas Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a choice between smichas gula tefila, connecting Gal Yisrael to Shemona Esrei, and tefila b'tzibur, what takes precedence? Smichas gula tefila. It's better to be somech gula tefila than to daven b'tzibur. Meaning, essentially, better to daven in the right zman than to daven b'tzibur. Therefore, since tefila with kavan is more important than all these things, then it's pashut that the halacha says that tefila b'kavana is more important than tefila b'tzibur. So if by davening with the main on the plane, you're going to be shtered, and you're going to be jostled, and you're not going to have proper kavana, then the Shulchan Aruch is clearly saying better to daven b'yichidus by yourself than to daven with a minyan if it's going to take away from kavana at the end of the day. In addition, this is just another point, sometimes on the planes, women are not necessarily dressed properly. It's usher to daven in front of tefach magula, a tefach of a woman's body that needs to be covered up in front of you. Better to sit by your seat than to go somewhere else where there's going to be other people who might be uncovered. Better to sit in your Dalet Amos and daven there as well. If a person really wants to daven with a minyan, then you should have 9 friends by a block of seats together, you know, 4 by 4 by 4, whatever, you have 12 seats, whatever it is, and have a minyan over there. Get to go with your friends. Have a minyan seated over there.
Everybody sits.
But
you daven together.
Daven together if you want to have a minyan. That's what you should do. If it's so important to have a minyan, so you'll plan ahead and have a block of seats. I have to keep in mind, you're davening loudly, may be disturbing to other people. But nevertheless, that's one way to have a minyan. So I want to give you all the poskim that say that you shouldn't daven with a minyan on the plane. Rav Schechter has an article that's well known on the Torah website. I'll just quote from the article. Another common mistake people make is regarding davening with a minyan. The Talmud emphasizes the importance of Silvat Sibur. Anyone who davens with a minyan stands a much better chance of having his prayers answered. However, it's highly improper for the chazan of a minyan on an airplane to shout at the top of his lungs to enable the other mispalim to hear him over the airplane noise, and thereby wake up all the passengers around him. It is true there's a halachic principle of kofin al mitzos, that the basin forces people to observe the mitzos that they're not interested in. But that only applies when pressuring an individual will result in becoming observant. However, when Orthodox Jews disturb non-observant Jewish passengers with their davening, the non-observant passengers still remain non-observant, and now just have another point about which to be upset with the Orthodox. The practice of the Orthodox passengers under such circumstances appears simply as an act of harassment. Rather than having accomplished a hider mitzvah of davening Tfilah B'tzibur, they have violated Lifnei Iver by causing the non-observant passengers to become more antagonistic towards Shmiras HaMitzvos. The shouting tone of voice employed by the Shliach Tzibur to overcome the noise in the airplane clearly does not constitute kavod hatfila. Rav Shlomo Warman writes in the Sheres Yosef and Chelek Zayin, he brings a number of poskim who agree with this as well. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe or Achaim Chelek Dalad at the end of Simen Chaf. The tshuva is not even about this. He just throws it in at the very end regarding whatever this rabbi asked him. And he writes in 2 lines. He says, "V'mispalel miyushav b'aviron, eino tzarech lachsul mispalel." One who does daven while seated on a plane doesn't have to daven again. Af lechatchila, im kashalo ha'amida b'aviron. If it is difficult to stand on the plane, v'yatarud b'shvil zeh yoser tov l'yeshev. If you're going to be tarud, if you're going to be bothered, and your kavanah is not going to be good, says Moshe, better to sit on the plane than to stand. I would assume, I don't want to put words in Rav Moshe's mouth, but it would seem that to stand with that minyan somewhere in the middle of the back of the plane certainly seems to be something that is tarud, that is difficult and unpleasant. It would seem that perhaps Rav Moshe would agree as well to sit as when it comes to sit and not down with the minyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Halicha Shomon Paraches to not participate in a minyan on a plane. Rabbi Lefkowitz told me, and I also heard from Rav Shmuel first, that Rav Schwab said one may not daven with a minyan on a plane. In fact, Rav Schwab, when he would fly on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, he would bring a small talus because he didn't want to disturb the person next to him with a big talus. He would specifically bring a smaller talus so it wouldn't be a hindrance to the people around him. You know, the talus is like waving around, it's bunching up. That was the sensitivity that he had. Rabbi Shmuel First, the Rav the Agudah in Chicago, in a shir on his website, so he says that only if you can have a minyan that's not mafriya the other passengers, then it's mutter. But he says, b'derech klal, everybody is bothered by the minyanim on the plane, and it shouldn't be done. And then somebody asked him in the shir, what if you're the 10th person for the minyan? So Rav First said, no, don't participate, because you're making a chilul Hashem. He said, you're making chilul Hashem, and better not to participate in the minyan. Rav Zilberstein writes in the Chashuk Echemed, in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amud Beis, he has a whole sheet there regarding if you're moving, it's like you don't make a tzibur, and he quotes the Zecha Yehosef, the Rav Shuvel, who says they don't have a din of tzibur. And Rav Zilberstein also says that you will fulfill nothing by davening with a minyan and a tzibur on the plane. He writes, Ulai ein maila l'tfilah b'tzibur b'matos. Perhaps there's nothing to be gained with tfilah b'tzibur on a plane. Shekevan she'enam nechshavim karabim. It's not a tzibur. Ulai gam einam yechom la'anos kadosh kedusha. Maybe you can't even answer kadosh and kedusha when you daven with a minyan on a plane. We'll just end with 2 points. Rav David Shaul Greenfeld is a student of Sarai Dablitsky. He has essays called Binos Desha. So you listen to what he writes on Parshas Shmini. First, he criticizes those people who wake people up to ask you if you want to join the minyan on the plane. That's the first issue. And then he goes into great detail. Listen to what he says. He says, Yishpat HaKal. He says, you be the judge. Him zoi darka shal Torah. Is this what the Torah wants us to do? L'hafoch es hatfil l'chil Hashem gadol. To turn the Torah into a great chil Hashem, rak b'shel ha'uvda sheman d'havei histovev, b'duty-free. He says, maybe you should spend less time walking around duty-free, l'chapes bosam l'ishto, to find perfume for your wife, ostam mitoch sakranut, or to find some sweets, v'lo litzaref l'minyan ha'gadol sh'nerach b'terminal. Find a minyan of the terminal if you can, so not have to dial in on the plane, if that's the situation. V'lo od, el sh'al pip sak halacha, shal mori harab eretzal. All of the gadol min eretzal paskind, but Surah Chad Mashmid in one voice, She'adiv lehispal b'matos b'yishiv b'makom. It's better to daven sitting on the plane and not with a minyan. V'lo minyan shalasara. Ma'asher lehispal b'minyan achoser nochios. It's not nice. No place to move. Aideza nasis. Angela Musia makes chaos. Kishatot sein chil Hashem. And it comes with the chil Hashem. Ve'eneni ma'amin b'mishu mekahal ha'mispal n'hatzliach l'chavim ma'at b'tilasar. I don't believe that a single person has the slightest bit of kavana when davening such a minyan. Aval eich omrim, what do they say? Hatzedek ha'imam? Who tells me I can't do it? Tell me I'm wrong. I can't have a minyan on the plane. Where is it safe? So in Shulchan Aruch. They're not smart enough. It's not always important to be right. The halacha is what is the ikar. You should not deviate from that at all. I don't know of a single posek in writing or orally of these stash of the six or seven people I said who says it's mutter daven in a plane. Every single person says that it's usher to daven in a minyan on the plane for all the reasons we said. You don't gain anything, it's a chel Hashem, it bothers people, it could not be, but see, at the end of the day. There's one person I know, there's one Rav I know, I guess we'll say the name, so he doesn't hide it, so I guess we'll say it. I know that Rabbi Yisrael Reisman often speaks about the importance of davening but see, we're on the plane and a minyan. He's the only one. Rabbi Reisman.
Israelis, they say that you need to because it's like courage other people to do it.
I don't know if it encourages anybody.
This is Israelis and Americans.
But so Rabbi Reisman is the only one, the only posek of stature I know who says that one should daven b'tzibur with a minyan on the plane. But he's a das yachid apparently because everybody else seems to say that you shouldn't do it. I'm happy for somebody to prove me wrong to find other poskim in writing. Or publicly you say you should daven with a minyan on the plane, I think it's a big problem. It makes a big chel Hashem. And I don't know. We should put a stop to it. And everyone should daven with the kiddush. Okay, we'll stop here.